been cloudy, and but the clouds pull away, and the sun comes out, you say the weather is
clearing up now.
And what would you call like a heavy rain that just lasts for just a little while?
Downpour, shower.
And what about a storm that has thunder and lightning with it, like last night?
You call it a thunderstorm, you mean?
Yeah.
Like Tuesday night, a car clap of thunder and knocked their TV out.
Really?
And Gwen looked up and said, Mama, the TV's on fire. We cut it off right
here. Oh, my God. Well, if you had like a really hard wind, you might, like yesterday, you say, well, yesterday the wind really
blew hard.
Mm-hmm. And if it's raining, but not raining very hard, just like a few fine
sprinkle.
And now when it's not even really sprinkling, when you just sort of feel it in the air, you say
mist.
And like if you looked out one day and you couldn't even see the house across the street on account of the
fog.
And if there was a lot of fog, you'd call that type of day a
foggy day.
And if you didn't have any rain for like weeks and weeks and the crops were drying up, you'd say you were having a
drought.
And now if the wind's been real gentle and it starts getting stronger and stronger, and you say the wind is
whipping up a breeze.
And if it's just the opposite, if the wind's been strong, it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's
calming down.
Now if it was cold enough like to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
frost.
And it was so cold last night that the water in the pond
broke.
And now, the last thing is, this is, I've got to get some number type things, and this is just to line up with the voice level thing we started in line up. Anyway, just need for you to count from 1 to 14 slowly.
Now?
Uh-huh.
Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Uh-huh, but just do it slowly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And let's see, the number after 19 is
20.
After 26.
27.
After 29.
30.
After 39.
40.
After 69.
70.
And after 99.
100.
And after 999.
1,000.
Yeah. And then the next is like if you were counting off the order of something, starting with first through 10th. Just go like first, second.
Oh, say that now?
Yeah, say that.
Oh, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, 9, 10.
Okay. And if somebody said something more than, again, this is in terms of numbers. If somebody said something more than once, they'd be saying it
twice.
And two more assignments. Say for me the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
And then the days of the week.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, that's it. Now, are you completely worn out? Have you ever gone through so much in your life?
Oh my goodness. This I would like to know what's going to come of it.
What's going to come of it is this is being compiled all over the South and different things. And what they'll do is these things are all numbered. Mm. And so they compile it by item, by each number. Like, for example, like the thing about in the farming section, like number whatever it is, 61.7 is like plow, for example. Well, then they just compile it by each item. And so what they'll do is they'll take like, okay, here in St. Francis County, someone said turning plow, and someone said middle buster, you know.
Over in Lee County.
Yeah, right. And so then what they do is then they have, for every single one of these items, they have a map. So they have, like, I forget, it ends up being way up in the hundreds, the numbers of the map. And so then they'll just have, they'll have it like in Arkansas. And they give, for each one of these, and they'll have a little, like a triangle will mean like a middle buster, and a circle will mean like a double shovel or something like that. And they'll have it for every single one. And then they'll have a, they'll, like, if it's a younger person, it'll be colored one way. If it's an older person, it's colored the other way. So then you can tell it that way. And so they do it, rather than do it by like each individual county, they do it by item and compound it like that. And so then that'll give both a geographic difference and an age difference. So you've contributed mightily to our project, and I really do appreciate it. Really do.
Oh,
I hope you're not completely worn out now.
Well, I guess after all, I've enjoyed it.
Well,
since it's over with.
Yeah. All this stuff you hadn't thought about.
Gwen,
look, just think of all the things Gwendolyn must have loved.
Yeah.
All these things she didn't even know that her mama even knew.